generation is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Senior Chief Muchinda sues investor Silverland Zambia. Borokoso District receives emergency water supply. And in international news, close to 100,000 people in North Mozambique have been forced to flee in recent weeks. In sports news, Patrick Ndaka appointed as Goodwill Ambassador. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Senior Chief Muchinda Kakuma Walala III of the Lala people of Central Province has filed a lawsuit against Silverland Zambia Limited in the Lusaka High Court. The civil case, dotted as 2025 HP 1735 and issued on 2nd December 2025, accuses the agribusiness firm of unlawfully occupying customary land without the chief's consent, displacing local subjects and causing harassment, including a fatal accident. The chief sues on behalf of himself and his subject, seeking declaration of illegality, title cancellation and damages for trespass, mental anguish and loss of livelihood. The conflict stems from land acquisition in Muchinda chiefdom during a 14-year vacance in the chieftains when customer land was allegedly sold or converted to state land via improper procedures, bypassing required chief consent under Zambian law. The lawsuit contended that upon his installation, Senior Chief Muchinda launched a public land audit on the 29 September 2025 to verify titles and ensure accountability and raising entitlement demands. It states that while most occupants complied and reached regulations agreement, Silverland Zambia refused to provide documentation or boundaries, prompting a demand letter on 20 October 2025 insisting on land surrender. The statement of claim details sample impact on chiefdom residents, including displacement without compensation, forcing some to flee to forest or to the Democratic Republic of Congo. It alleges the defendant, in collusion with Selenge District Commissioner Paul Masua and local officials, harassed locals, highlighted by the beating and public disgrace of elderly woman Doreen Mwape, who later died by suicide from the shame. Further claims include threats to shoot the chief, physical assault, unlawful detention, and the chief's own hypertension from the street. Senior Chief Muchinda lists evidence such as official GRZ reports, demands letter, village books, meeting minutes, and a map of the Muchinda chiefdom, alongside witnesses, includes 20 headmen, Raphael Lessa, and affected villagers. A 6-court order to cancel any Silverland title, restore customary state, and award accused damages for harassment, trespass, disciplinary measures, interest, and cost. The lawsuit states that Silverland, based at Building 6 Garden Park office in Lusaka, must enter an appearance within 14 days or face default judgment. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has successfully completed the emergency water supply and sanitation improvement project in Northern Province. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Colonel Njovu has announced that the project, valued at 86.8 million kwacha, was fully financed by the government and implemented through the Chambeshi Water Supply and Sanitation Company. Mr. Njovu noted that the project, which commenced on 23rd April 2018, has now been fully completed and the infrastructure is currently under its DFIT viability project. Once operationalized in full, the upgrade system will benefit more than 30,000 residents of Mbolokoso. The ministry reaffirms its commitment to expanding access to safe, reliable and sustainable water supply and sanitation services across all districts, in line with the government's broader agenda to promote public health, human dignity and socio-economic development. Action Aid Zambia Social Change Agenda Cleopatra Muchindu is advancing for policies to promote local food growth in schools. Ms. Muchindu has demoed the lack of adoption of farmers' practices by schools in the country, highlighting major concerns such as poor nutrition levels, lack of local food varieties, and schools relying too heavy on external feeding program. She says despite some schools already on board, operating gardens and sourcing food locally through the homegrown school feeding, only a few have been able to maintain consistency. She emphasized the need to boost locally grown produce, highlighting benefits such as healthier for learners, hand-on farming skills, and supporting local farmers and food system to reduce imports. Former Minister of Religious Affairs Godfrey Sumaili has appealed to President Taka Ndaichilema to allow his processors to put to rest and respect his wish. Reverend Sumaili says that there is still a dark cloud in the nation due to the unburied body of former head of state Edgar Lungu. She has noted that the family of President Lungu is in so much anguish and pain due to this, and Tasila, being the oldest of the children, not expected to go back to normal life without her father being buried.
Even when she was assured by the Speaker of the National Assembly that you can come back, report back to Parliament 2 weeks after the burial of your father, and now to hear that the seat has been declared vacant is very, very painful. They are still in the mourning state. Our father, Edgar Chagwa Lungu, is still in the morgue, still in the mortuary. How do you start having a normal life? Mom is still sleeping on the floor, and that's why we cannot understand how somebody can stand in the way, blocking everything. Even the day that we were supposed to put him to rest, to bury him, church service is going on, then there's an injunction at court. Who does that? There was a wish by the former president that, you know, I do not want, the president, Haka Ndaichilema, to attend my burial. And the family has to respect that. But the president insists I have to be there. He doesn't have to be there. He should have allowed his brother to be put to rest.
Disability Rights Watch and the disability community in Zambia has joined the global community in commemorating the International Day for Persons with Disabilities under the theme Fostering Disabilities, Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress. Disability Rights Watch Program Coordinator Bruce Choma has invited all people with disabilities and their families, communities, members, civil and traditional leaders to join commemorating of this important day and celebrate human diversity and unity for an inclusive Zambia. Mr. Choma says this year's theme places social inclusion and leadership at the center of national development and underscores the agenda of persons with disabilities as rights holders who have the potential to contribute to the development and make independent choices. He has called on the government to raise its level of ambition on the disability agenda, as historic must be matched with measurable action. Absa Bank PLC Zambia and World Vision Zambia has announced the outcome of the Absa Marathon, which was doubled running with purpose which promote fitness and charity work. Speaking during a joint press briefing, Absa Bank Zambia Chief Executive Officer Mizinga Melu says among the achievements that arose from the event was the championing of an initiative such as the Flow Fund, which is part of the Strong Girls, Strong Zambia campaign that promotes menstrual health by World Vision. Ms. Melu says under the initiative, World Vision managed to raise a 700,000 kwacha and bought used sanitary pads, which is meant to keep to 5,000 rural Zambian girls in schools, and additionally Absa Bank raised 200,000 kwacha for the same purpose. She says in partnership with the World Vision Zambia, Absa has done a number of projects which includes construction of toilets for both girls and girls in rural Zambian schools, as well as the construction of a